MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 10, 2024. New rules for emergency shelters begin today in the state. Crash causes oil spill in Lynn. Overcast near 40, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:31 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that new rules go into effect today for the state's emergency shelter system, aimed at reducing lengthy stays by migrants and other homeless families that are costing taxpayers more than $1 billion a year. The Healey administration's new requirements put families seeking temporary housing on two tracks: those who are considered high risk, such as pregnant women or families with complex medical needs, will be placed on a bridge shelter track, allowing them to stay in shelter for up to 6 months, pending legislative approval. Families with fewer needs will be placed on a rapid shelter track and allowed to stay in overflow shelters for up to 30 days, up from the current 5-day limit. Item Live reporter Craig Daw is writing that a two-vehicle accident involving a gasoline tanker resulted in an oil spill on Dungeon Avenue and Walnut Street in Lynn on Monday. The incident, which occurred around 1:15 p.m., resulted in oil leaking from the tanker and running down a ramp on the road. Both the Lynn Fire and Police Departments responded to the scene. To prevent the liquid from spreading further, the fire department blocked the storm drain and put down an absorbent material to soak up the oil. The leakage resulted in a temporary lane closure and increased traffic on Dungeon Avenue. The tanker had a small leak of fewer than 10 gallons from an emergency shutoff line, according to the Lynn Fire Department. The other vehicle was still drivable, and the female occupant, who denied medical attention, was able to drive away from the scene. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, new report Mayor Sean Reardon announced there will be a public meeting to review the plan for the Brown School. The developer will be in attendance to answer questions from the public, according to the mayor.
But we are going to have a public meeting around the Brown School, right? I think we've got to a point now that everyone realized we've made a decision and we're going forward with this developer. And, again, now we're in a kind of a negotiation process point. And then we'll be eventually submitting things into council that will need to get approved to move this project forward. But I thought we'd have a public meeting, and we're going to have it Tuesday, December 17th. Here at City Hall. We're going to be upstairs, and it's just an opportunity to come and hear from the developer. Zeta is a wonderful company, and Zaina, their co-founder and leader, is just amazing. So, like, I would love for people to come and be able to hear from her directly about, where we are, where we want to go, where's the project right now, and where we want to get it to. Again, one of the main reasons I went with Zaina at Zeta was because of her ability to articulate her vision for the Brown School, and also her flexibility in trying to get to a place that really fits the site, but then also a way to increase the affordability options at that site as well. So I think we're in a good space, and I think this is a great time to come together and hear from the developer directly. And then also it will set up the conversations that will have to happen on the city council in January around the building. Like, what's the sale of the building look like? What's the zoning going to look like? What's the disposition of the building going to look like? All those things will have to come up and get through council in January. So we're looking forward to that. What else is going on? So that's big. So just remember that. So December 17th, 7 p.m. here at City Hall, and there'll be some more info coming out about that.
That's Newbury Port Mayor Sean Reardon. In the Gloucester Times, reporter Stephen Hagen writes that the recent leveling of a grove of trees on Eastern Avenue in Essex caught some local residents by surprise. The trees were felled for a project at 147 Eastern Avenue, also Route 133, adjacent to Essex Seafood, at 143 Eastern Avenue. The site, owned by Cobby Properties, LLC, is being prepared for construction of new buildings to be built at the rear of the property. Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki said the permitted construction is for a 40 by 50 feet mixed-use accessory building with two residential units and three commercial units. In North Shore sports, most of the area's winter high school sports teams will open up their seasons next week. However, the Winthrop Vikings open up the boys' hockey high school season this Saturday with a 3 p.m. puck drop versus Medford at the Larson Rink. Losing some outstanding players to graduation, Coach Dale Dunbar mentioned some of the players he expects to be leaders this season.
Mike Donahue, our goalie, tremendous. Mike Hogeson, center iceman. He was an all-star last year. Phil Boncori. Then we have some young kids, Paul Ferrara on defense, Nate Previty. We have some Savillas. We have Luke Kathinji. We have a bunch of young kids that were really going to stand out for us. Joey Pumphrey. I'm anxious to see how this all shakes out, but obviously the game's not played on paper. But on paper, we're good. Hopefully that translates into us being a good hockey team on the ice.
That's Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. In college sports tonight, the Salem State men's hockey team will play at Endicott College with a face-off at 7 p.m. The Endicott men's and women's basketball teams will be hosting Suffolk tonight. The Newburyport Daily News announced its Volleyball Player of the Year this week, and she is Nora Geerlings of Newburyport High School. The Clippers finished the season at 16-5 and made it to the round of 16 in the MIAA D3 playoffs. In the pros, the Bruins play in Winnipeg tonight. Celtics host the Pistons on Thursday night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.